So let's review. The Gemara proceeds with the halachas regarding the brachas on tefillin. Shmuel says, tefillin me'imasei mevarach alein, mishas hanacha v'ad shas keshira. One can recite the bracha from when he puts on the tefillin until he tightens the knot, but not afterward, because kol ha'mitzvos kulin mevarach alein over lasiyasin. The bracha must be recited before the performance of the mitzvah, and as Rashi explains, the kivan da'adayin le'kasharin over lasiyasin hu, until he tightens the knot, is considered prior to the performance of the mitzvah. And on Tefillin Shel Yad, he recites Baruch Hashem Kedoshanu b'mitzvos b'tzivon lahaniach tefillin, because as Rashi explains, Shel Yad maschil lahaniach. The mitzvah begins when he puts on the Shel Yad. And on Tefillin Shel Rosh, he recites Baruch Hashem Kedoshanu b'mitzvos b'tzivon al mitzvos tefillin, because to achshav goymer as a mitzvah, the mitzvah is completed when he puts on the Shel Rosh. Rav Chisda says Sach min tefillin l'tefillin chayzu mevarach. If a person conversed between the Shel Yad and Shel Rosh, he must make the bracha again. And there are two approaches in understanding this Gemara. Rashi explains, Lois sach mevarach achas, sach mevarach shtayim. One who did not converse recites a total of only one brach on the Shel Yad, which is laniach, but no brach on the Shel Rosh. But one who did converse recites a total of two brachas, one on the Shel Yad, which is laniach, and the second on the Shel Rosh, which is al mitzvahs. While Tesis explains, Lois sach mevarach achas, sach mevarach shtayim, as follows. One who did not converse recites two brachas, one bracha on the Shel Yad, which is laniach, and only one on the Shel Rosh, which is al mitzvahs. While one who did converse recites one brach on the Shel Yad and two brachas on the Shel Rosh, l'haniach and al mitzvahs. The Gemara proceeds with the proper sequence in donning and removing the tefillin. Keshu meniach, meniach Shel Yad, v'achkach meniach Shel Rosh. When he puts on tefillin, he should first put on the Shel Yad and then the Shel Rosh, because the pasuk first states, ukshat m'lois al yidecha, and then states, v'ayilu t'tavas b'ninecha. However, ukshu chaylitz, chaylitz Shel Rosh, v'achkach chaylitz Shel Yad. When one removes the tefillin, he should first remove the Shel Rosh and then the Shel Yad, because the pasuk states v'hoyu l'tetoves beinenecha. The pluralized word v'hoyu teaches kol zman shebeinenecha yiushdayim. When you wear the Shel Rosh, both tefillin should be on you. Therefore, he removes the Shel Rosh before the Shel Yad. The Gemara proceeds with a machlekes tanoim in the zman that one may wear tefillin. All agree that hanachas tefillin mishiyiro chaver mirochik dalad ames atchkei sachama. One may put on tefillin from after Alei Sashacha in the morning, when he can recognize an acquaintance from a distance of 4 amos, until sundown. However, la'achar shkia, eina maniach. One may not put on tefillin after sundown because these tanoim follow the opinion of Laila Lavzman tefillin. The mitzvah of tefillin applies only during the day, but not at night, and the Rabban initiated that choltan, one must remove his tefillin at night because cheshin and shema yashamhen. There's a concern that he might fall asleep while wearing tefillin, which is forbidden. The machlik is in the Rabbanan's time of choltan. The Tanakama holds Achatishka Achama. One must remove his tefillin after sundown. While Rabbi Yaakov holds Achatichla Regal Minashuk. One may continue to wear his tefillin after sundown, but he must remove them at the same time the streets usually become empty of people. While the Chacham hold Adzman Shina, he may continue to wear them even later in the night, but he must remove them at the time that people usually go to sleep. The Gemara relates that Rav Chisda v'Rabbi Rav Huna Matzla B'Huba Urtu. They would continue to wear tefillin at night during Ma'ariv because they held Laila's Man Tefillin. The mitzvah of tefillin applies even at night. But even so, Rabbi Rav Huna agrees regarding Erev Shabbos, Savik Hashecha, Savik Lei Hashecha, Loi Chaylitz V'Loi Maniach. During Ben Hashmashes, when it's questionably Shabbos, one is not required to remove his tefillin, but he may not put them on either. This implies, however, Havadi Hashecha Chaylitz. When it's certainly Shabbos, one is required to remove his tefillin because he holds Shabbos loves man tefillin. The mitzvah of tefillin applies only in the weekdays, but not on Shabbos. Avi Gemara proceeds with a brisa that explains that the machlikas regarding Laila's man tefillin is based on the final pasuk in the parasha of Kaddish Likol Bachar, which discusses both topics of tefillin and Pesach. The pasuk states, "V'shamarta sachuka azayis lemayadim yom yamima." You shall guard this mitzvah on its designated days. Rabbi Yisak Lili holds chuka refers to the mitzvah of tefillin, and the exclusive word yamim teaches yamim v'loy leilis. There's no mitzvah of tefillin at night, and the superfluous letter mem of meyamim teaches meyamim v'loy kol yamim prat l'shabbos v'yam tayvim. Some days, but not all days, that there's no mitzvah of tefillin on Shabbos and Yom Tov. While Rabbi Kiva holds, Chukah refers to the mitzvah of Karban Pesach, which must be brought every year. And accordingly, Rabbi Kiva holds, Laila's Man Tefillin. But even so, he agrees that Shabbos loves Man Tefillin. Because the pasuk states, V'hoyu lo'is al yodecho l'tetoves beinenecha. The tefillin shall be a sign on your arm as a commitment to Hashem and His Torah. And the pasuk teaches, Mishu tzrichen ois. Yotzeh Shabbos v'yam tevim shehen gufen ois. The mitzvah of tefillin applies only on those days, the weekdays, which need a sign, excluding Shabbos v'Yom Tov, which are themselves a sign, as the Torah writes, Ki Eisi Beini V'Nechem. Shabbos is a sign between Hashem and Klal Yisrael. One is therefore not obligated to wear the Eis of Tefillin on Shabbos v'Yom Tov. And accordingly, Rabbi Bar Avuhna follows Rabbi Akiva's opinion that Laila's man tefillin, v'Shabbos loves man tefillin. The Gemara proceeds with the machlokes in the opinion of Laila loves man tefillin. Rabbi Elazar says, Kol ha-manich tefillin achar shkiyas hachama oiv v'baseh. One who puts on tefillin after sundown transgresses a mitzvah saseh. While Rabbi Yechanan says, oiv v'balav, he transgressed a mitzvah lay saseh and gets malchus. And the Gemara explains that the machlokes is based on the word v'shamarta in the pasuk v'shamarta zachuka hazos l'me'adam yam yamima. They all agree that in general, wherever the pasuk uses the word hishamer, it teaches a lois aseh. However, Rabbi Elazar holds hishamer de lav, hishamer de aseh. Only in the pasuk of a lois aseh, the word hishamer is a lois aseh. But in our pasuk, which refers to the mitzvah aseh to wear tefillin, the word hishamer is also a mitzvah aseh. While Rabbi Yechanan holds hishamer de aseh, nami lav. Even in the pasuk of a mitzvah aseh, the word hishamer is a lois aseh. Rabbi Elazar says, however, ve'im leshamren mutter. If one puts on tefillin at night merely to protect them, it's permitted, and he did not transgress this iser. Rabbi Rav Huna says, Chayiv adam lemashmesh b'tefillin b'chol sha. One must always touch the tefillin while wearing them, because there is a kal v'chomer from the tzitz. Uma tzitz, she'im b'ila askara achas, amr tori b'hoya mitzchei tamid, sh'lei tasich daite mimenu, tefillin shesh ben askara is harba lachas kama b'kama. If the tzitz, which only has the name of Hashem once, the Kohen Gadol must always be aware that he's wearing it, certainly the tefillin, which contained the name of Hashem multiple times, should always be on one's mind while wearing it.